This week, my guest in one-on-one is the Czech golf pro Alan Babický. A skilled businessman, but also a former dancer, choreographer, and downhill skier, Babický picked up the sport of golf only at the age of 28. But within 10 years, he had built up a solid reputation. He even won the World Golfers Championship in Thailand in 2004, one of the most prestigious competitions for amateur players. Well, recently I caught up with Alan Babický to discuss his career. I first asked how much he knew about golf the first time he ever played.
Absolutely nothing. Zippo, as they say in the States. Today, if you invite somebody to come to golf course or play golf, they know at least a little bit. They know Tiger Woods, maybe. They know 18 holes. I didn't know any of that.
And how was it that you came to be on this golf course?
Well, I worked as a marketing manager for Pepsi, and we agreed to sign the contract with Carl Stein, 1994, I think it was. And they were opening the back nine in September, and I was there in October to sign the contract. And obviously, as you know, all golf enthusiasts, they forced me to try it. So that's how I pick up golf.
Now, was it in this first game, or was it in games that followed that you sort of caught the spark, that you realized, hey, this is a sport that I really like?
Well, it's close to the situation when you say good deeds for bad reasons. You know, I didn't know what to enjoy about it. I just didn't feel anything except one little thing, that it worked well. Somehow I found something which immediately worked. You know, like I never missed the golf ball in a normal situation. I did miss it in like, you know, deep rough with open love wedge 6 years later, but the first lesson I had, I didn't miss a golf ball. And I never shot over 100. There was something that worked.
Sports, of course, were nothing new to you. You did dance and choreography. You were also a semi-pro skier.
Probably the dance was the better part of sort of, you know, being able to hit the first shots decent and copy the movement of the pro and remember the rhythm and a couple of other things maybe as well. Because when somebody tells you, you know, keep your shoulder, I don't know, up or high or anything, your elbow, if you're not a dancer, it's something new to you.
How long did it take for you to advance your game?
Well, the only thing I remember really was that I spent from the first day, which was something like mid-October, I spent almost every night at the indoor facility, which back then was at Strahov. That facility was closed in January, and at the same time, the Erpet golf indoor facility was open in 1995. It was on the way from my office to home, so I spent every night practicing there. In April, I think it was, I played my first tournament in Karlsbad, in Karlovy Vary, and I shot something like 95. That was the first sort of competitive experience.
And all of this intensive practice was taking place while you were holding a regular day job.
Yeah, of course. It was the same thing until 2004, November, when it was, back then it was a 10th sort of anniversary of hitting the first golf ball, and I happened to win a worldwide tournament which is called World Golfers Championships, which is organized by the Swedish ice hockey player Tomba Johansson, and it's like the equivalent of the World Championships but with your handicaps. So you play in categories, and your result depends on your game, obviously, but also they deduct handicaps. And I happened to win it. So and that was the reason I decided that I want to go entrepreneur and establish the company that I'm co-owning and working for now. But until then, so it was long 10 years of being a manager of a company, working 10 hours a day and then practicing at night.
Tell me a little bit about the culture of golf in the Czech Republic. Obviously, during the communist years, it wasn't something that had any kind of tradition here. But there was a tradition before the 1948 putsch, wasn't there?
There's a beautiful book called Golf in the Czech Republic, from which I know that Czech Republic was the only country in the old communist bloc which had a little bit of golf surviving the socialistic era. We had, I think, three courses here, and something like 1,800 players when I started. In 1994, there was less than 2,000 players and something like five courses. And since then, the golf has grown. Czech Republic has become the fastest growing golf country in the world now. It's the official result of some studies. And now we have over 40,000 players, over 80 courses, and something like 126 clubs.
Why is that?
Well, that's a very good question, which probably leads us to why is golf so popular in here? Because people are playful and they like sports and they like to do it in the nature. So you know, that combines for golf. And at the same time, it's a very good platform for marketing. So all entrepreneurs and all big companies utilize golf as a communications or CRM platform. And that's probably it.
You've been a dancer, you've been a business manager. Golf seems to have been the major decision in your life. Can you foresee any other surprises? Is there anything else that you may still try in the future that may once again change everything and change the paradigm?
When I made those changes, they didn't feel like changes because it gradually went from one thing to another, and it sort of grew logically, time-wise and place-wise and everything. There is no more surprises. Life's too short, and I'm 42 now. I'm going to be 43 soon. There's no time to change anything anymore. This is it.
Even when, say, you're 65.
Well, that's a good thing about it. Golf sort of satisfied my childhood dream of being a good sportsman. I really wanted to win the Olympics, and I wanted to win the World Cup skiing, and I wanted to win the Wimbledon in tennis, and just like every other kid, I suppose. But obviously, I didn't make it there. So I gave it up when I was 24 or 5. And then all of a sudden, out of a blue sky, when I was 28, I came to a sport where the age doesn't play such an important role, and you still can play well. You know, it gave me a little bit of satisfaction because I was able to finish sixth at the European Championships, which is not great, but for somebody who starts at 28, it's pretty good. You wouldn't be able to do that in any other sport.
It sounds pretty good to me, I have to say. Alan Babitsky, thank you very much.
Thank you, my pleasure.